Early last week, Amazon announced that it was pulling its Just Walk Out technology out of its Amazon Fresh stores in the U.S. And this week, they plan to do the same at Whole Foods. According to Payments Dive, Whole Foods Market plans to remove Amazon's Just Walk Out checkout system from the only two stores that offer the technology, one in Sherman Oaks, California, and the other in Washington, D.C. The specialty grocer will instead install more self-checkout stations and traditional registers at these locations. The grocer also confirmed to Payments Dive that Amazon's smart carts, known as dash carts, will continue to be available at select stores and that Amazon's Palm payment system, Amazon One, will still be available at all stores. Chris, you, like I said at the beginning, you covered this all week. You were talking to people, you were commenting on things. Give the audience a little sense of what to make of this for, in your eyes.
Yeah, and both of us really haven't stopped covering this either. I expect to cover this more here in the coming weeks. But I mean, net, I think, and this is why we do what we do. This is why we got started in OmniTalk. There's so much disinformation out there about this story. And quite honestly, I think I would call it BS being spouted off on social media about these announcements. The fact of the matter is, when you get right down to it, Amazon Fresh is likely struggling, and probably Whole Foods too, for that matter. And if you don't get the grocery shopping experience right, it doesn't matter how good or time-saving your tech is. Like, it just doesn't matter. You have to get the grocery shopping experience right first. So they're right to strip it out and get it back down to basics. And the same goes for Whole Foods. I mean, so I would put Whole Foods in that same bucket. Whole Foods has lost its, what I would call, Whole Foods-ness, for lack of a better way to put it, Anne, since the acquisition. And they need to get it back as well. So the last point I would make, and I think this is really important, is Amazon is really scientific. We interviewed Amazon's VP of Just Walk Out Technology, John Jenkins, at NRF. And quite honestly, he foreshadowed this move when he gave us the four areas where they are seeing success with Just Walk Out Technology. In fact, I came out of that interview and I think I said to you, why are they doing this in grocery then? Yeah. And to remind people of what those four areas of success are, they're seeing great success when you need high throughput, you know, at a stadium scenario, when you have trouble staffing, so a la the overnight situation at hospitals, when shrink is a major issue, and then fourth, when you're experiencing extreme fluctuations in traffic, none of which apply probably to Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh. Neither of those concepts check the boxes on any of those four ideas. So that's essentially what Amazon is doing here. They're pulling back and they're going to deploy the technology where it fits best. And most importantly, they've got to get the grocery experience right first if they're going to make hay in that arena. That's my take, Ian. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you made all really wonderful points. I think the thing that I would add on here that I'm still questioning is how big a push are we going to see with the smart carts in these spaces then too?
Me too. That's getting a little overplayed to me a little bit. You're right.
I do. Yeah. I do too. Like, I guess if I'm playing the other side here and I'm trying to think about like the opportunity here of moving to the dash carts versus continuing to roll out Just Walk Out technology. I mean, there is that elimination, I guess, of the check-in and check-out barriers that, you know, you have to scan somebody in and you have to have people at the front. If they can just take the cart and go shopping, like, you know, we're seeing other retailers do with the Caper carts and other scenarios too with Instacart, you know, there is that removal of the barrier perhaps. And then I think the bigger point is the addition of the retail media and the other revenue producing things that could happen on those smart carts that can't happen as fluidly throughout the store when you have a Just Walk Out scenario. So I'm wondering if that's kind of a play here where Amazon's like, look, this is expensive. Mm-hmm. However we're operating these, we can do this same. We can still provide this seamless checkout experience for the customers with the smart carts instead of like outfitting the whole store and dealing with all of the complexities of a Just Walk Out format. So that's a like one part of this where I'm like, you know, are they going to, or will we see, like you said at the beginning, Amazon is good at pulling something if it's not working or making those quick decisions as we've seen, you know, them do several times in the past. So I guess that's a one sticking point here where I'm like, where do smart carts fall in all of this? And are they truly going to continue to invest there both at Whole Foods and at their own grocery properties?
That's a really interesting point though. You know, does the smart cart win out in the long run because of the fact that you get the in-store retail media play that much more front and center from its deployment versus if you just go Just Walk Out, which is probably honestly you know, in a lot of ways, the better consumer experience, at least it is from our perspective, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, which one wins out and which one did the customer acclimate more to? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, especially as you think about licensing this technology to other retailers. I mean, yeah. The Just Walk Out technology is a significant capital investment, and right. So are the smart carts, but yeah. At least the smart carts provide that like instant revenue stream for them yeah. that might make it an easier sell, yeah. But continue.
It's more palatable. Yeah. It's easier to test too. Like yeah. You can get 5 carts in your store much easier than you can overhaul your whole store and right. Put in the Just Walk Out system too. But I think the other point that I thought that was interesting, what you said real quick was just, you know, it was kind of funny that it was kind of like, oh, we're pulling out this technology, but don't forget, we still have this other technology,
yeah.
Which still feels kind of like a tech company's thing that they're going to tell you. And so I was kind of like, okay, let's which may be what got it screwed up too, which is just like, we just want to get our grocery experience right. That's what yeah. We're focused on first and foremost, you know?
Yep.
And they probably are leaving the carts in there. So they're, you know, being truthful about that. And so who knows how the thing gets spun, but yeah.
But it might only be 15. Like the Whole Foods carts, there's 15 right. Or something, right? Yeah. That they're testing. So
I don't remember how many are in each store. You know, it's hard. It's always hard to predict that and understand that and count those. But it's fun sort of watch it. It's going to be, I can, based on the chatter on social media, I don't think this story is going away anytime soon.